Carly Chase, laying the right co-founder foundation for success. Most conversations about co-founders start with the search, where to find one, what skills to look for, how to split equity. But Carly Chase came to host a startup school workshop and started somewhere entirely different, with you. Chase is an entrepreneur and advisor who has worked with early stage founders across industries. She opened the session with a stat that reset the whole conversation. According to Founder Collective, the average time to exit a startup is 7.5 years. That's not a working relationship. That's a long-term commitment, and one that deserves some kind of deliberate thought you'd put into any major life decision. Kind of like marrying someone. Be intentional about things before you bring other people into the equation, she told the room. The session that followed actually was all about what intentionality looks like in practice. Stop and check your reasons first. Before getting into how to build a great co-founder relationship, Chase made the time to talk about why people get into them for the wrong reasons. She was clear. If any of these are your sole motivation, you're probably not going to find the alignment you need. Chasing equity is one of the most common traps. Equity means nothing until a liquidity event, and statistically, those don't happen often. The title co-founder is a permanent in a way that VP or head of isn't, and treating it like a badge to collect is a way to end up locked into a relationship that doesn't actually fit. Similarly, treating a startup like a 1 or 2 year experiment won't sustain what is realistically a 7.5 to 10 year journey. And social pressure, the sense that everyone around you is suddenly co-founding, so maybe you should do it too, is genuinely a bad reason to do it. Chase's point wasn't to talk people out of starting companies. It was to push on the why. Start a company because you have a genuine motivation and a problem you actually care about, not because there are a lot of good VCs around and momentum feels good. Know yourself first. Part of the session that landed the hardest to me was the push of self-awareness before partnership. Chase was emphatic. You cannot effectively evaluate a co-founder if you don't understand yourself first. That means being honest about your working style, your strengths, your gaps, and your real-life constraints, financial, family, health. It means knowing how to handle conflict. Do you run toward a hard conversation or away from them? It means thinking about what your day-to-day life looks like, a year from now, 5 years from now, and whether you and a potential co-founder actually share that vision or just share excitement about an idea. So, what are some questions to ask yourself and each other? 1, motivations. Why do you want to start a venture? What are you prioritizing? What does your personal and professional life actually look like right now? 2, lifestyle and values. What does your ideal day in the life look like? In a year, 5 years, 10 years? What are 3 values you hope your company embodies with customers, employees, and yourself? How do you handle stressful situations? 3, do you shy away from confrontation? One thing Chase observed, co-founders are often people who are in the middle of figuring themselves out, which make these conversations surprisingly rich. When you're both willing to explore openly, you build empathy for the other person. The co-founder relationship is an active one. This was the session's core argument. There is no coasting. Chase described the co-founder relationship as one you will have to actively invest in and maintain, like a marriage. The word she kept coming back to was active. That means working on your relationship continuously, not just when something goes wrong. It means checking in regularly to make sure you're still aligned, still choosing the partnership, still being honest about how things are working. Because priorities shift, life changes, what works in the founding moment might not work in 2 years. The founders who navigate that well are the ones who build the habit of talking about it, not the one who hopes it stays fine on its own. So her practical suggestion? Schedule it. Chase described doing half-day retreats with her co-founder every few months, time set aside not to review the roadmap, but to check in on the relationship itself. When that time is predictable and on the calendar, it creates a safe container for bigger conversations. You build the habit of sharing rather than waiting until things are actually already tense. She also said something blunt that stuck with the room. Passive aggressiveness kills business. When building is your only job and things are moving fast, unaddressed friction compounds quickly. You need a mechanism to talk through things. Otherwise, they're just going to blow up. So how do you actually find alignment? Chase ended with a 5-step framework for getting to a real co-founder alignment, not the assumed kind, but the kind you've actually worked through together. So here are the 5 steps. 1, know yourself. Understand your strengths, working style, and motivations before partnering with anyone. 2, get to really know each other. Go deep on personal lives, motivations, conflict styles, financial constraints, not just surface level. 3, talk about your visions, short term and long. What does life look like in 6 months, 2 years, 10 years? 4, calendar it. Set aside consistent time to connect. Every 6 months, revisit steps 2 and 3. 5, be honest and remove the ego. Priority shift, so stay honest and keep the ego out of it. She also added one more thing for students in the room specifically. Don't assume now is the right time. Work experience often makes you a meaningfully better entrepreneur, and there's no shame in taking a job when you're genuinely excited about it first. The problem will still be there, the opportunity will still be there, and you'll still show up, often with more to bring. So the takeaway? Carly Chase didn't come to startup school with a shortcut for finding the perfect co-founder, but she came with something more useful. A case for slowing down, doing the internal work, and approaching one of the most consequential professional relationships you'll ever have with the seriousness it deserves. So know yourself first, choose your co-founder deliberately, and once you do, keep showing up for the relationship, not just the company.